From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A priest was killed Tuesday when men armed with knives seized hostages at a church near the northern French city of Rouen, according to police. Police also said they killed two hostage takers in the attack and sent Etienne du Rouvray about 125 kilometers north of Paris. A priest was killed and another hostage was between life and death, according to the Interior Ministry. This is the French Interior Ministry spokesman Pierre-Henri Brondet. He said, with regard to the profile of the individuals, of the assailants for the moment, I don't have information. The only information I have is that the anti-terrorism unit has taken on the investigation. The parish prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorism unit of the judicial police and the Director General of Interior Security. Meanwhile, the motivations for the hostage-taking were not clear. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday talks with Russia about cooperation in Syria were making progress, adding he hopes next month to announce new steps aimed at ending the fighting. Speaking after talks Tuesday with Lavrov on the sidelines of a regional meeting in Laos, Kerry said discussions were edging forward. He said to reporters, I think we're making progress. A man who had threatened attacks on disabled people went on a knife rampage Tuesday at a care center where he previously worked, leaving 19 people dead in Japan's worst mass killing for decades. The 26-year-old had been hospitalized earlier this year after delivering a letter to Parliament in which he threatened to kill hundreds of the disabled. He turned himself into police, carrying bloodied knives and admitting to officers, I did it. He added, the disabled should all disappear. This is VOA News. The Philippines and China should turn the page and hold talks over contested areas of the South China Sea after a tribunal shot down Beijing's claim to the strategic waterway. That's comments from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday. Kerry reiterated Washington's stance that the tribunal's decision to favor the Philippines was binding, but added that it was time to seek new ground.
This could be a very important moment of shifting how this discussion has taken place and not being played out through public moves unilaterally and challenges, but in a constructive and thoughtful, engaged diplomatic manner.
Earlier this month, Beijing refused to recognize a UN-backed ruling invalidating its claim to much of the South China Sea. The Democratic Party, holding its national convention this week in Philadelphia, heard Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders endorse his rival Hillary Clinton for president of the United States.
We need leadership in this country which will improve the lives of working families, the children, the elderly, the sick, and the poor. We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is expected to be officially nominated by her party Tuesday. Bangladeshi police Tuesday killed 9 suspected Islamist extremists believed to be planning another mass attack following a deadly cafe assault this month, according to the country's police chief. Police who stormed the hideout said the men belonged to a Bangladeshi group blamed for the Dhaka cafe attack in which 20 hostages, mostly foreigners, were killed. The national police chief, AKM Shahidul Haq, speaking to reporters, said that from police intelligence sources, they learned they were carrying out the major incident and conducted the operation to foil the event. Police said the men were ages between 20 and 25 and wore the same clothing and backpack as a group that carried out the cafe in the city's upscale Gulshan neighborhood. Malawian President Peter Mutharika ordered the arrest Tuesday of a man paid to have sex with more than 100 adolescent girls as part of a traditional ritual marking their passage to womanhood. The order was issued after the man gave a media interview confessing that he slept with the girls for a fee for between $4 and $7 each paid by their families. It turns out that he has HIV/AIDS. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.